And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. As well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart. Located in the heart of Elkton, come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. A Huron County woman has pleaded no contest to retail fraud second degree. Patricia Laverne Ventline received a sentence from Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court of fines and court costs, avoiding jail time or community service. The charge stems from a March 3rd, 2026 incident at the Bad Axe Walmart where Ventline took 45 grocery items without payment and was intercepted in the parking lot. The court ordered $765 in total financial obligations, including $190 for restitution for perishable goods. With a $350 bond applied, $450 remains due by September 1st of 2026. Ventline is also banned from the Walmart store, with potential arrest for returning without management approval. And Huron County District Court today as well, a plea cutoff hearing for Kyle Allen Wolf concluded, with the defendant absent. Judge Ferris announced a show cause order that will be issued against Wolf. The hearing, scheduled for 9 a.m., proceeded at 9:30 without Wolf present in court or via Zoom. Prosecutors had offered Wolf a plea agreement, plead guilty to operating with owner permitting another to violate the motor vehicle code by showing a valid commercial driver's license, and the original charge would then be dismissed. Communication attempts by the prosecution include sending pretrial conference summaries and police reports via postal mail due to no email address, received no response. Also in Huron County, Johnny Wayne Ross Jr. has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in the third degree. The plea and sentencing hearing concluded a case stemming from an April 28, 2021 incident at Bad Axe Walmart, where Ross admitted to taking lip gloss or makeup without payment. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea. Ross received a sentence of fines and cost, with no jail time for community service. The total financial obligation was $444.86, $19.86 of which is in restitution. A $350 bond posted by a third party was applied to the total, reducing the outstanding balance of $129.86 after a court fee deduction. The remaining amount is due by July 1st of 2026, and the court warned that failure to pay could result in bench warrants. And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go right into two of our sponsors for this news now. We'll be right back with your international and national news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Hi, this is Mark from McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Summer is right around the corner, and that means graduations, weddings, and more. If you're looking for that perfect gift or a special way to remember your event, we also offer custom woodburn portraits. We can take that favorite image and turn it into a beautiful woodburn customized portrait made to last. Imagine your loved one in their graduation gown or their engagement picture on their gift table for everyone to see. Custom portraits start at $15 for a 5x7 unframed and $20 framed. $20 for an 8x10 unframed and $25 framed. Call 989-551-5192 for more details, or stop into McBoove's Mini Mart and talk to Mark or Misty, Monday or Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
And we are back with your national and international news. A major federal lawsuit was filed today accusing several Massachusetts school districts of implementing policies that effectively segregate students of color into lower income areas. The legal action alleges that district boundary lines and funding allocations disproportionately disadvantage minority demographics. Plaintiffs argue that structural inequities within local school systems violate federal civil rights protections, ensuring equal educational opportunities. Representatives for the affected school districts have stated they are reviewing the legal filings and intend to defend their administrative policies. And federal and state investigators are on the scene in New Mexico following an incident that left three individuals deceased after exposure to an unknown chemical substance. First responders who arrived at the initial scene required immediate specialized decontamination protocols to prevent further spread. Environmental safety teams have cordoned off the affected area to run diagnostics tests and identify the composition of the toxin. Local public health authorities issued a statement confirming that the threat remains contained to the immediate site while regional monitoring continues at this time. And the British government has modified portions of its economic sanctions framework to allow the import of certain Russian oil products and liquefied natural gas. United Kingdom officials stated the adjustments were necessary to secure national fuel inventories and stabilize domestic consumer prices. The decision follows extensive disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz that have driven global energy prices upward and constricted standard alternative supply lines. European allies are reviewing the British policy change to see if similar economic adjustments will be required to prevent regional winter shortages. And Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping signed 20 comprehensive bilateral agreements following extensive state talks in Beijing. The documents span critical long-term partnerships across the energy, transportation, and international economic cooperation sectors. The high-profile summit follows a series of diplomatic visits to the region by Western leaders aimed at de-escalating economic trade barriers. The newly signed accords reinforce the growing geopolitical alignment between Moscow and Beijing amid ongoing Western economic sanctions. And we'll be right back after this message from Zimmerman and Sons.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, cell pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have seven models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.